clear image on his film. We don't truly understand that ourselves. Something to do with our inverted electromagnetic field.
You need human DNA samples to continue your rotten lives.
Christy was on her feet at Ryan's side. She was leaning on the table, and he could feel the vibrations through the tips of his fingers from her shaking anger. He casually let his right hand drop out of sight to rest on the butt of the Sig Sauer, hoping that JB, Jack, and the others would see the gesture and realize that they were racing toward great danger. The family wasn't like any mundane quartet with ordinary weaknesses, but just what were the limits of their power?
Blood. Just like real vampires. When you were... what was the weasel word you used about that?
They said formed, Doc.
Indeed, sweet boy. Indeed they did. Formed. Sent before your time. Part made. Malformed is a better word for obscene mutated anomalies like you four. Four? Is that all there are? You must all be the same age, give or take a year or two. My, Melmoth, how sickly you look.
I am near death. What you short-timers call death. There were 12 of us formed in the laboratory of Redoubt 47. The Apostles of Tomorrow, we were called. One by one, we have succumbed to sickness, transmitted from you gnomes. Now there are only 4 of us left to carry on.
Can't you carry on milking the poor devils from Brampton of their precious body fluids? That's what you've been doing all these years, isn't it?
They have become too weak and inbred for us. We need fresh blood and fresh genetic sampling to enable us to live on for another 100 years.
Why'd they let you? Why not chill you years ago?
A good question, Jack. We had hope when we were first aware of you that you might possibly be one of us. From another gene pool, perhaps from another lab somewhere else in the Deathlands. Then we saw that you were just a common albino freak.
Fuck you and your grandma, too. You didn't answer the question.
Why have the cattle of the veil never risen against us, Jack? Oh, but they have, haven't they, sister?
They have tried, let me see, at least a dozen times since Skydog.
And failed?
Not every time. We have had losses, despite our strength.
Strongest man in the world can get chilled by a 5-year-old with a .22 caliber blaster. There are so many of them and so few of you.
Mary started walking around the room, dimming the oil lamps one by one.
They fear us. We can move against them, amongst them, silent and unseen. And we can make them pay the blood price any night.
Or any day.
No, Dr. Tanner. Any night.
As our sister says, the one weakness in our makeup, apart from the incessant draining of our DNA, is that our sight is as sharp as an eagle's in the dark, poor as a cave bat's in the noontime sun.
You kept the poor men and women of Brampton as your slaves for nearly 100 years.
Yes, and the children. There are not many of those now. But they are the sweetest and most fresh and tender for our purposes.
I guess that they aren't our concern. They have to make their own luck, good or bad. And we have to move on.
It will be dark before you can get to the redoubt. A dangerous time.
Is that a threat, you sick bastard?
Threats are for the impotent.
We have the firepower to take all of you out in a couple of seconds. Can't you see that, you stoop?
I see, Ryan. I see better than you do.
Seeing won't turn aside a 9mm full metal jacket.
Turning aside a bullet isn't necessary for us, Ryan Cardo. You have felt the touch of our power. Bullets can't harm us.
You saying you're immortal? Never saw a living soul didn't go down under a bullet.
We are not like any other life form on the planet.
Thomas had stopped on the far side of the room. As near as Ryan could figure, the strongest of the Cornelius family was now standing close to Dean.
Enough talk. We leave at dawn.
We don't think so.
Oh!
No, we don't.
Ryan had the Six-Hour in his right hand, pointing it at the ceiling, holding up his left hand.
Nothing sudden.
He's got Dean, arm around his neck in a chokehold.
Let him go, or you all get to be dead real soon.
That which has never been alive can never truly be dead.
Though Ryan was secretly convinced that his damaged sight was gradually returning, he could still see nothing but a faded blur of movement and color all around him.
Tell me exactly what's going down.
They got no weapons. The woman and the old man and Elric are close together around Thomas. He's got Dean off the floor, holding the boy in front of him.
Is he hurt?
No. Shaken up. He can't speak. Thomas has him real tight.
But you've got clear shots at the other three?
Yeah.
Ryan felt the short hairs prickling at his nape. Unless the members of the family were total crazies, they would all be dead in moments. At that range, there was no possibility of any of the bullets missing their mark.
Something's wrong.
I feel it too, lover. This makes no sense.
Let's just take them. Can't be easier. They want chilling, we give chilling.
Yes, young man. Why don't you do us in? Try shooting at us and see what happens.
They haven't got body armor on, so it's not that.
Are we drugged? Some sort of hallucinogenic? Are they playing with our minds, showing us some kind of virtual reality that they control?
None of those things. And you must make your minds up quickly what you intend to do, or the boy will suffer. And that is not our wish.
Ryan was turning his head from side to side, trying to make some sense out of the shapes that flickered and danced at the edges of his vision.
Let him go.
No. He is the key. You are all the lock. Now, if you have done with your empty talking, we shall take Dean with us up to our rooms on the top floor. You will all come back to here at breakfast tomorrow morning, and we will begin a new regime where you will offer us your essence in return for keeping the lad alive. Simple, is it not? A child could do it.
You want me to open fire, Ryan?
Can you take out Thomas without hurting Dean?
Sure. Range is 20 feet. Thomas is well over 6 feet. Leave me plenty of target.
Ryan still hesitated. What was he missing here?
One moment.
What is it, Melmoth?
I guess that we would need to make a small demonstration for you. You are far more insistent than those dumb wretches in the Ville.
Miss Roth, you must describe carefully to Ryan what is happening. It's important that you all fully understand what is going on.
Elric is taking up a knife, lover, from the table. Steel carver.
If he threatens Dean, then chill him.
He's not. Holding the knife in his right hand and baring his left arm, rolling up the sleeve to the elbow.
Watch carefully. So far, you've seen nothing.
The edge of the knife touches his skin. Now he's... Gaia!
Has he cut himself? You sure it's not a trick knife?
Let young Jack come and make another cut, Elric. So there shall be no doubters. But take care, Outlanders. The neck of a boy like little Dean is so fragile and accidents happen so easily, don't they?
There's some blood, lover, but very little. The cut was deep. I saw the lips, white as snow, then the crimson seeping from inside.
I go and cut him now, Ryan.
He's made a gash about a hand's breadth long down the arm. Same things happened. Some blood, but not much, and... Ah, Gaia! The first cut's already healing itself!
We are almost indestructible. A bullet will make a hole. We are not superheroes who can't be harmed. But it is only with grave difficulty that we are killed.
There was Tall Boaz, who was crushed in a log jam down on the river that winter's flood. His body was smashed to a pulp.
And dear Clementine in that fire. Just charred sticks were left. Not even we can resolve ourselves from such a fate.
Now both the wounds look healed.
Jack dropped the knife.
Shit. No trick, Ryan.
Mildred was closest to the door, and she had an irrational desire to turn and run out of the dining hall, out of the mansion on the cliff, to run into the surrounding bayou, and run until she could run no more. She fingered the tiny gold crucifix around her throat, hardly aware she was touching it, when an idea struck her.
Vampires.
She quickly took the cross on its narrow chain from her neck and gripped it firmly in her right hand, advancing toward Melmoth, closest of them, who turned as he saw the stocky woman walking doggedly toward him.
I curse you, Satan! With this holy cross of blessed Jesus Christ, I banish you back to the black shadows of the deepest pit in the Purgatorio!
Has she got her crucifix?
Yeah, just like in those old horror vids and books, but...